Live Earth rocks 2 billion worldwide. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Rock stars did their bit on July 7th in raising awareness about climate change through the series of Live Earth concerts. Musical extravaganzas featuring some of the biggest names in rock and pop were held in 8 different cities across 6 continents. The venture was inspired by Al Gore and his documentary An Inconvenient Truth. The mix of music and political message was watched live by an estimated 2 billion people worldwide. The concerts themselves were attended by hundreds of thousands of music lovers and those wanting to be a part of history. The music spectaculars kicked off in Sydney, Australia, before moving on to Tokyo and Shanghai, and then heading farther west to Johannesburg, Hamburg, London, Rio de Janeiro, and eventually America's East Coast. The organiser of the concerts, Kevin Wall, was also the brains behind the Live 8 concerts in 2005. He managed to amass a sparkling lineup of talent to get the climate change message across. The show at London's Wembley Stadium offered perhaps the most exciting bill, which included Phil Collins, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and a turbocharged ending climax from Madonna. In spite of the glamour and good intent, the shows were sharply criticised. Many newspapers were critical of the pop stars who created a considerable amount of carbon by flying halfway round the world in their private jets. The Arctic Monkeys drummer, Matt Helders, confessed it would be a bit hypocritical to think his young band could change the world, especially when we're using enough power for 10 houses just for lighting, he said.